I really like journaling, but I always end up in no time or cannot find a journal that I really like. So I was like, hey, let me create one. So here it is, a self-help journal created and designed by Anita. Inside the book, I provide very simple and easy to follow template. For example, in the morning, to-do list. In the evening, gratitude practice. So you can use a very little time to start this healthy habit. Go ahead and check it out in our description down below or go to our buymeacoffee.com.
This is episode 34, talking about old people. Welcome to Taiwanica. My name is Eric. I am one of the hosts here on Taiwanica Podcast, your life coach, your amazing talker, an amazing talker. And also your friend. With me today is the one and only Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hi, everybody. I am one of the hosts on Taiwanica, and also an amazing teacher, an amazing talker, your life coach about building a healthy relationship, and also your friend. What's up, everybody?
Was that your 65-year-old voice, or are you just... tired to see us?
A little bit of both.
All right. So today we have a very fun new topic that we're going to do. Usually on Taiwanica Podcast, what we like to do is discuss cultural perspectives that are different between Taiwan and the USA. But today we're going to twist it up a little bit and talk about just people specifically in each of our countries. Not all, just people, but... you know, some of our favorite kind of people, the ones that have been sticking around in our lives for a long time. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some of these elderlies today.
Awesome.
So would you like to start, Anita?
People in Taiwan? Absolutely.
All right, let us hear it.
All right, so I have to say this first, okay? We usually will separate those old people with other old people. And my grandpa and my grandma, we usually don't mess with my grandpa and grandma.
Okay, right? So you're saying that you're going to talk about old people except for...
for your grandpa and grandma.
Got it. Okay, so if you're listening, grandma, grandpa, this is not about you.
Not about you. Definitely not about you.
Okay, gotcha. So let's talk about everybody else.
All right, first thing first. They will usually ride a very, very small scooter.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. And their scooter is always like 50 cc's or something like that.
Oh, wow. So it goes like...
yeah, very slow.
Like a turtle could be faster.
Yes. And they love doing recycling.
Oh.
They'll go on the street doing like treasure hunting, pick up boxes, plastic bottles, and bring it back home.
It's really interesting how old people love doing that.
I don't know either. Honestly. I really don't know.
Yeah, because in the USA, old people really love collecting cans and then going to the
cans.
Yes, because you can recycle cans in the USA
and
get a 5-cent return. So if you collect, for example, 100 cans, you get $5.
Wow.
Yeah, so old people love doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty much the same. The reason why Taiwanese old people like doing that, because, you know, I don't know how much you can get back by doing the recycling. But mm-hmm. I remember the paper is like they will weight.
Oh.
Yeah, like 1 kilogram is like, I don't know, $2 or $3 like that. So that's why they're collecting all the papers or plastic bottles or metal, you know, like can, like you say, can. They were collecting them, but they are in a obsessive level.
Yeah, you'll see, like in Taiwan, the amas, the older ladies on those scooters dragging cardboard boxes that are huge.
Exactly.
And they sometimes the cardboard will like fly off the scooter and like totally cause a traffic accident or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're crazy. They're passionate.
They said they are new life passion after retirement.
They're cardboard happy. Yeah.
Yes. So that's definitely one. And the second one is they will always ask you the same question over and over and over again.
You gonna have a baby yet?
Are
you getting married
yet?
Where's my grandchild?
Yeah. Oh, if I have a baby, oh, when are you going to have the second one?
Yes.
If you have a boy, are you going to have a girl?
Boy? Are you going to have a girl?
If you have a girl, do you want to have a boy?
More children? When?
Yeah, exactly. All around this kind of topic. So, oh, what's your job? Oh, is that a really good job? Oh, is your husband? Oh, is your husband's job good? Oh, are you going to have more kids? Oh, are you sure you're going to send your kids to daycare?
When are you coming home?
Yeah, things like this. All around family.
Yeah.
All around family.
Family is the most important in Taiwan.
It is the most important things in Taiwan. That's definitely
right.
For sure.
That's right. That is the crucial part. And yeah. So in USA, it's definitely not like that.
Oh, wow.
Grandparents are like these godly people that come to your house. You know, they're considered saints. Or just the most annoying people in your family. It depends on the family, but usually it's either saint or annoying person.
I see.
And so if it's a saint, then everyone, they always wonder, where is grandma? Where is grandpa?
Aww.
And then we miss them. And then when they come, it's like, oh.
Yeah,
they
lots always, of gifts.
Exactly. They come with gifts. They come with joy. They come with, you know, giving lots of things that you're not supposed to have, like sugar or fried chicken or stuff
exactly.
like that. And so everyone's just so happy to see grandma, grandpa. Yeah. Or they're the annoying version, which they are kind of like the Taiwanese version.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why are you so fat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, you used to play soccer, right? Why don't you do that anymore? Yeah, you were pretty bad at it.
Oh, shit.
So,
oh, God.
Yeah, so they do lots of things like that that are just really, you know, surprising. But, you know, everyone loves their grandparents in the USA. They always kind of have like that fond memory of that person.
Yeah.
Is it the same in Taiwan?
Yeah, you know, I think there was one thing that the both, I'm sorry, I wish I could have more appropriate terms than just old people, but I just cannot think of any. But anyways, the old people in Taiwan and in the USA, I think they have one thing in common.
What's that?
They will be subconsciously or, you know, unconsciously.
Hmm.
Or intentionally being
a lot of deep words here.
Racist.
Yes. So are you just trying to beat around the bush that old people are racist?
I don't think they are doing it on purpose, you know. But they just sometimes they'll say something. It's like, oh, grandma, don't say that.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know one in Taiwan.
What is it?
Oh my gosh, this is the one that always shocks me. It's just like most of Taiwanese grandmas are like, you know, you can marry anyone except black people.
Yes, exactly. They don't like black people. So that's not good.
I think that's such a horrible thing to say.
Like I said, their intention wasn't trying to hurt anyone. They just, you know, old people for them just like not good.
Yeah,
they just don't know.
It doesn't make any sense because it's just because they don't know, so don't do it, right?
Yeah, it's that kind of situation. Even like some people, it's even worse. Like, don't marry two Aboriginal people because
Aboriginal people who are there in Taiwan first, and you're saying don't marry them.
No, they always love drinking.
Yes, exactly. They're too happy all the time.
Yeah, and they, I was like, what's wrong with
and they go to church like. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with these things? You know, you probably know why. It's because of how they were raised, right?
That's
so
true.
They probably had the perspective from their grandparents saying those things.
Yeah,
like, don't do this.
Don't do that.
Which means we are learning things from our grandparents that we'll say to our grandchildren. Oh, no. We have to be very careful. That's a note about all of you youngins out there. Okay. So yeah, that's a very interesting point though, that in the USA we have the same problem though. There are, you know, people who were in wars, you know, and so when they were in wars, and I'm not saying all veterans are racist or anything, it's just there are people who are exposed to different cultures in extreme ways.
Yeah.
And so when they are exposed like this, sometimes they get a wrong impression.
Yeah.
And so you'll hear about people, you know, being racist towards Asians a lot in the USA. Yes.
I wanted to share the story that your mom said.
My mom is a grandma, so she counts. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What do I want to say? Yeah, they... like I said, they will be like, and after they say something that really racist, the statement, they were just like, no, just saying, you know.
Oh, yes.
Just saying.
That's the backup. That's like the safety cushion, you know, to avoid
you can
the
say
racist
the horrible
card.
Horrible things
you
first.
Know, yes.
After the yeah, just saying.
Yeah, just that's a phrase. Just so you know, if you want to ever cover up what you just said,
yeah, just,
you
can just say that.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, white people are just so fat. Just saying. Just saying. And it's totally okay
so
for some
funny.
Reason. It's,
yes.
It's not, by the way, it's not okay, it's but not. But they try to make it okay by saying that. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, mm-hmm. but in America, it's definitely focused a lot on Asian people. Yeah, I mean, we used to have a big thing about African-Americans, like mm-hmm. focusing on blacks and that culture around that. But we are becoming more aware of how this is not okay.
Yeah.
Quote, hashtag Black Lives Matter. We definitely support that. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Asians kind of get this like blurred, like, should we accept you or should we not sort of situation in USA? And I don't really understand why that is with old people, because Asian people are fantastically friendly.
I think it's pretty much the same situation in Taiwan. Like, we are so different, you know, just mm-hmm. from our appearance.
Yeah.
We're so different, white skin and yellow skin, eye color, hair, everything just so different. So we are like, you know, just a human instinct, like, oh my god, this group is so different from mm-hmm. my group. Are they going to do the same thing, or are they going to hurt us or something like that? I think this is pretty much the same for those old people who are has a tendency to be racist. They
yeah.
are very, very traditional
yeah.
American people.
Very traditional American people.
Yeah, so yeah. they didn't expose themselves to like this diversity of the world or like multicultural or something like that. They're more like you have this fear.
Yeah.
Like stopping them from accepting different race.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's I think the fear is a very good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About having people emerge in their culture or be a part of their society, whether it's from like, who knows, mainland China or Southeast Asia,
mm-hmm.
like Taiwan thinks, you know. And so it's just all about like this idea that, you know, all people really want to preserve something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like preserving their culture, preserving their traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have these new people coming in there, maybe the fear of change
yeah.
is happening.
Don't take my land.
Don't take my land. Well, sure. Or why am I using chopsticks?
It's so convenient, but I don't like it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's just that any little change from or big change traditionally
yeah.
or just daily, old people are pretty stubborn about this sort of conversion.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting about those things. So I want to talk about nice things about old people too. It's not just about bad.
Okay.
So some of the interesting things that a lot of people don't know about the old people in the United States is that they have some interesting hobbies. And so one of the hobbies that old people like to do is to travel around the USA. But they travel in style. And
Ooh.
What I mean by that is that they will take these giant RVs.
Wow.
And so it just if in case you don't know what an RV is, it's a giant bus-looking car, and you can basically live in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bed inside, there's a toilet inside, even a kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's great for a little family to roam around the United States on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go there and they park in like these little trailer parks and meet other old people who do the same thing. And then they
and do the barbecue.
And barbecue,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, grilled sandwiches.
Talk about America.
Sausage out.
Yes, exactly. USA road trip all the time.
That's fun.
Yeah. So that's something that they really like to do in their free time. Another one is go on cruises. I don't know why old people love being on a giant things, giant RVs and giant boats. And so they'll just go on a cruise, like on a continuous basis, and go to random places and, you know, classic Hawaiian t-shirts, big sunglasses,
wow.
sunblock on their nose, making it look super white, and then taking lots of ridiculous
photos
of the ground or their hand because they don't know how to take a photo.
I thought you were saying nice things about
me. I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it. They're just so cute when they do it. Old people are just so cute with phones.
Am I too close?
Exactly. Honey, it's backwards. You're supposed to take a photo of me, not a selfie.
What?
So, yeah. And so one other thing that a lot of people don't know about American old people is that if they do well in their life and they want to move to a community, you know, we got these old folk homes where they could be if their children really don't love them and they want to get them away as soon as possible, they would take them there. But if they have, you know, a decent lifestyle and they want to, you know, live freely, one of the places that Americans usually go is Florida, the state. And then there's just a bunch of old people hanging out in Florida, retired. So if you ever go to Florida and you're wondering, why are there so many old people? It's because they like it there. So that's, they all move to Florida.
It's their nest now.
That is. It is their nest. It's so true. It's so true. They just...
It's so cozy. And, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then they're like, hello, neighbor. What? It's great. So,
it's so hard to just say nice things to old people.
I know, it's great.
We still have to make fun of them.
It's great. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyways, and also another thing I've noticed is they are very bad at telling jokes, and they love telling jokes.
Yes, that's so true. Oh, we just heard a really bad dad joke from an old Navy worker in a veteran hall.
Anita
and I, just to give you some background really quick, we went to a pancake Saturday event near our house,
mm-hmm.
and there's a veterans hall where all the veterans of wars gather together to chit-chat and, you know, reminisce on the glory days, to remember all the
good old days.
Exactly. And so we went there to get some pancakes. Unfortunately, we were late. No pancakes, but veterans. And so veterans decided to...
Waiting for us.
Yes, they were waiting for us. Oh, welcome, welcome. Please come in. Have a piece of pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
And some coffee. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's so nice. And they were very friendly people.
They are.
But we asked them. So Anita said this. Do you know any good jokes?
Yeah. And because, you know, I feel like they are probably a very good group of people there who are really good at dad jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I share mine first, and then they were just like kind of like bouncing back
with all right.
really good jokes.
All right, you got to tell us your dad joke.
My dad joke. All right. It's like a question, all right? So, what animal can be hot and cold at the same time?
What animal?
Hot dog with chili sauce.
That is ridiculous.
See, this is a perfect example. Like, they love telling jokes, but it's not really that funny.
That's why it's called a dad joke.
Yeah.
So, I will tell the Navy SEALs joke.
Okay,
so there's a guy who used to work on the Navy, and one day... he told us this joke, so this is how the joke goes. One day, there was a guy being pulled over by a policeman, and the guy got pulled over because he had a broken tail light, and that means like the front of his or the back of his car light was broken. And so he said, "You're gonna have to pay for this." And he told him it's like a lot of money, like over like $5,000 USD.
He's mm-hmm.
And he said, "Wait, let me call my dad first."
My son.
Oh, my son, right.
Yeah.
My son first. He works with dolphins, so he can definitely...
He trains dolphins.
Okay. I'm not telling this joke very well.
Bad.
I'm going. I'm going. Keep going.
You got one job to do.
He trains dolphins, and so he calls him. He's like, hey, dad, son, can you come and help me with this situation? And so he said, yeah, sure, I'll be there in a minute. And so... they're waiting for this son to get there. And all of a sudden, the son drives up with five guys. And all the five guys start beating up the police officer. And he said, "Dad, how many times do I have to tell you? I train seals, not dolphins." And if you don't understand this joke, it's just because there's a type of soldier called Navy SEAL. They're mm-hmm. pretty crazy. You can
They're
Google.
Super Navy. Super soldiers.
They're super Navy soldiers. and you can Google them. They're really intense.
They're hardcore.
Yeah. But anyways, really bad dad joke.
So another, let's just move on because these jokes are so bad. Those jokes are so bad. So the next one I've noticed is, before I've seen it from movies. I don't ever think that will be true, but you know, I just witnessed this happen the other day. which is old people saving their candies in their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they do that? They would just
pull out
some like mint or something in their pocket.
Not only that, but they'll open it and take a couple of licks
and then put it back
in their pocket. They're like, I'll save this for later.
For what later?
That's so gross.
Yeah, they're saving their candies.
It's so strange.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things that old people do. So what is something that, you know, old people in Taiwan usually do that is special? Like I said, in USA, they like to drive around mm-hmm. and, like, go on cruises. But what about in Taiwan?
You know, they would just either spend time taking care of their grandchildren or growing some vegetables in their yard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, those are the two things they consider. Especially like growing plants or vegetables in their yards considers enjoy the retirement.
So isn't that what like your aunt does, your da gu?
Yeah, my father's oldest sister. Yeah, she does that. Yeah, this is considered their like retirement life, which is just growing plants, growing vegetables, sharing to the neighbors, sharing to your relatives, or, you know, just spend time with the grandchildren.
I hear that a lot of older people in Taiwan like to travel a lot too, like to go to Japan a lot, yes, and maybe Thailand.
Not really Southeast Asia, but definitely Japan. They were just like, for some reason, Japan is like, this is dreamland for them. Because in their generation, it's not very easy for them to travel around.
Mm.
And I think the reason is because we used to colonized by Japan. So, you know, older generation, they remember the good times when Japan was, you know, ruling Taiwan. So they always have like this dream, like fantasy. They wanted to see what is Japan really looks like. So
sure.
This is like one of the dreams, like they can go to Japan and just see by themselves what is Japan look like.
Mm,
that's like the things they like to do.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. So reminds me of an interesting story that I was thinking about, and that is a lot of old people in the USA, when actually don't even live in the USA anymore. They'll move out of the country and decide to live somewhere else, whether it's because it's cheaper or it's because they just don't want to live in the USA anymore or they're sick of their families. There's a lot of reasons, but the thing that I've found that's really interesting is that we actually have a term for them, and that's called expat. And even though expat is technically means for anybody who lives outside of their country and works outside of the country or lives outside of it, we tend to only use this for older people who live outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
And this is you'll see this in a lot of countries around the USA. So Mexico is a good example. When I lived in Mexico, I saw lots of expats. Or in places like Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has so many expats that it actually became a place that the United States decided to call a part of their country.
Wow.
And it's actually possible that will become the 51st state of the United States because of how many expats moving there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really interesting, this phenomenon. And, yeah, I think it's just, you know, in between countries, I don't think you would see stuff like that happened too much in Taiwan, right? A lot of old people, they like Taiwan.
They like home.
They like hospitals.
Hey! You know, the culture background is very different. Like in Taiwan, family is everything, you know. So they usually just stay where they're from, which is Taiwan, and just stay there for their entire life. They just change their lifestyle. And not many people leave Taiwan, though.
Is there a special place in Taiwan where all the old people go, like Hualien or Taidong or something like that? Or they just usually stay for where they grow up?
That's true. That's the second one. But a lot of people are joking, you know, that when they work in the like big city like Taipei, Taichung or something like that, they always joke around like, oh, when they retire, they're going to move to the east side of Taiwan.
Ah. Yeah,
that's just a joke, but usually they will just stay where they're from or where they grew up. They'll just stay their home.
And why is that a joke? Is it because there's a lot of old people that live on the east side?
No, because East Side is very, very boring.
Oh, I see.
That's why they were like, because they got nothing else to do there. And, you know, there are no big, big companies or, you know, corporations there. So they're just like, you know, nothing you can do there. It's only suitable for the people who have no job, which is like, you know, the people who are already retired.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. You're being very nice to not say old people. I noticed.
Try my best.
You're trying your best. It's great. I don't care. So I'm just going for it.
That's great.
So yeah, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about with old people. Is there anything else that you want to mention, Anita?
No, that's pretty much it. I don't want to say any bad things about old people. We love them.
We do.
They're great.
They are absolutely great.
Yay.
And so the whole reason why we brought this episode up was to, you know, twist it up.
Yeah.
You know, share some love.
Yeah. And one last thing is, I think you have to, you know, look at them from the positive perspective. Like, I know they are always talking about the same thing over and over again. And they always start with the story like, do you know when I was younger? I was like, younger? Like 5 years ago? No, it's like 20 or 30 years ago. You know, they were brought up the story they really, really like over and over and over and over again. I think the reason we share is like, you know, sometimes just pretend that you never heard about the story before. Because this is what they need. They need to people paying attention to them. That's why they got those stories they've been told like many times. Why they told the story many times? Because it's like the highlight of their life, you know.
Hmm.
So when they're talking about a story, just like, you know, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to listen to the story I've been heard about 100 times before. But, you know, for them, it's like a wonderful 10 minutes. So just give them those 10 minutes of tension.
Enjoy the glory moments with them.
Yeah.
They will appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode today.
Yeah, yeah.
We really hope you enjoyed it. Please definitely let us know if you enjoyed it so that we can create more episodes just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always find us on YouTube, on Instagram, and on Facebook. We have a nice Facebook page and Facebook group that we would love for you to come and join us and have a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you again, and we will see you
next time.